Namaste, my dears, and welcome to episode 29 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast with me, Kelly Connor. And today's class is a 30-minute class where we focus on reconnecting with the earth just in time for spring. We'll do some twists, we'll do some deep footwork, and I really hope you love this practice. I thank you all so much for listening and for your support. I thank my friend Peggy and her friends from work, Jenny, and another gal for practicing with us at the office. That's a beautiful thing. And for each and every one of you out there listening, I appreciate your support. Please do get in touch with me about your practice, about what you'd like from this podcast, via email at sunroseyoga@gmail.com. via voicemail, via Twitter. You can get all the details over at sunroseyoga.com. Thanks again for listening. I wish each and every one of you the fullness of life on your path. Namaste. Beautiful. Let's begin standing. Take the feet about hip-width distance apart. Maybe shift your weight from your left foot to your right foot, lifting the heels and releasing them back down to earth. In this practice today, we will begin the process of reconnecting with the earth, which is feels like a fitting thing to do in spring, feels like a delightful thing to do in spring. And we begin this process by coming into our feet. So let's bring our equilibrium to both feet. So find that place where you feel equally balanced between left and right, between forwards and backwards. And lift the toes, spread them, feel the four corners of your feet connect with the earth as your arch enlivens. We'll gently release the toes back down to earth, but continue to feel that deep connection. Continue to spread through the toes. Stay light through the legs, so let's not lock out our knees. Let the tailbone become heavy and draw down toward earth, and the belly draw in toward the spine. As you breathe in, feel the heart lift, feel the collarbone spread, shoulders may move back in space a bit, shoulder blades draw down the back. As you inhale, lengthen the back of the neck. Feel yourself growing taller than you've ever stood. We're leaving that time of year where we're so concerned about what's happening in the sky, whether it's snow or wind or rain, and we're moving into that place where our connection to the earth becomes even more important. Good. Take in an inhalation through the nose. And as you exhale, let go of something you've been holding on to from this winter that serves no real purpose in your life. You are grounded in this moment, grounded in your body, connected to the earth. Let's gently step the feet a bit wider apart, maybe as wide or a little bit wider than your mat for sunflowers. As you inhale, sweep the arms around and up overhead. Let the fingertips brush each other. And as you exhale, fold forward with soft knees. Brush your hands against the earth. We'll inhale, rise back up. We're creating big circles with the hands, sweeping the fingertips both at the top of the circle and the bottom of the circle, following your breath, inhaling up, exhaling. exhaling down, let it be an invigorating practice. Inhaling up, sweep, down, sweep, up, sweep, down, sweep, up, sweep, down, sweep. One more down, one more up, and release the hands to your sides. Good. Bring the feet just a little bit closer together, and we'll begin to just take some nice gentle bear twists. So in bear twist, the arms are loose. You're twisting the body from side to side. Just shift the weight into one foot. Let the other foot rise up off the floor, and let the hands be loose and dangle. Maybe brush the sides of the body as you move from side to side. Twist from side to side, opening up the spine, opening up the channels of energy that reside up the length of the spine, the chakras. And we'll gently let our twisting slow down, come back to center. Bring the hands to the heart, bring the toes together. As you inhale, circle sweep the arms around and up, gaze up at the thumbs, exhale, dive forward. Inhale, up halfway, lengthen into Ardha Uttanasana, flat back. Exhale, fold. Now keeping the hands on the earth, let's inhale, step the right foot back. Exhale, press back to downward facing dog, left foot moves back. Inhale to plank. Exhale to upward facing dog. We'll inhale here, and exhale back to downward facing dog. Inhale the right foot forward. Exhale the left foot forward. We'll inhale up halfway, lengthen from seat to crown. Exhale, fold. As you inhale, root down through the feet. Rise up, sweep up, gaze up at the thumbs. Exhale, dive forward with strong legs. Inhale up halfway. Exhale, fold. With hands on the earth, as you inhale, step the left foot back. As you exhale, step the right foot back to downward dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Inhale to plank. Exhale to upward facing dog. Full breath in here. And as you exhale, make your way back to downward facing dog. We'll inhale, step the left foot forward, hands on the earth. Exhale, right foot steps forward, Uttanasana, forward fold. Inhale up halfway. And exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet. Rise up, sweep up, gaze up. Exhale, dive forward. Inhale up halfway, lengthen. And exhale, fold. Inhale, step the right foot back. Exhale, left foot back, downward facing dog. Inhale to plank. Exhale to upward facing dog. Come onto the tops of the feet. Full breath in. And exhale to downward facing dog. As you inhale, step the right foot forward. And as you exhale, step the left foot forward. Inhale, up halfway, lengthen. Exhale, fold. Feel the crown of the head surrender. Inhale, root down through the feet. Rise up, sweep up. Exhale, dive forward. Inhale, lengthen yourself up halfway. Feel the space between the ribs and exhale, fold forward. Inhale, step the left foot back. Low lunge. Exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale your way to plank. Exhale, come to the tops of the feet to let the heart fly forward, upward facing dog. Inhale here. Exhale to downward facing dog. As you inhale, step your left foot forward. And as you exhale, step your right foot forward, Uttanasana. Inhale, lengthen up halfway. Feel freedom in the mid to low back. Exhale, fold. Inhale, root down through the feet. Rise up. Exhale your hands to your heart. And take in a full breath here. Full breath out. Connect with the movement happening within your body, the world, the earth within your body. Good. As you breathe in, step your right foot back behind you. Then maybe step that foot out to the right just a little bit so the base of the spine is widened. The toes are pointed out perhaps 45 degrees. We're pressing into the outer edge of the right foot. Inhale the arms up toward the sky. Draw the belly in toward the spine. Exhale, bend the right knee, pressing into the outer edge of the right foot. Virabhadrasana 1. Breathe here. Our right ribs are moving forward. Our left ribs are moving back. Our right hip is moving forward. The left hip is moving back. The arches are lifted. Feel a smile in the arches. Feel your connection to the earth. Inhale the hands to your heart. And release them down to your side, still keeping that knee bent. Shake the shoulders out. Just shimmy the shoulders from side to side. Maybe roll the shoulders forward. Roll the shoulders back. Now as you inhale, let's straighten the left leg and reach the hands up toward the sky, lengthening. As you exhale, hinge from the hips. Reach all the way to the front of the room before you release the hands down, maybe to the shin, maybe to blocks, maybe to the earth. But here we're leading with our heart in Parsvottanasana. The hips are fixed. They're square forward. Heart is floating down. Spine lengthening. Lengthen out through the back of the neck. And we are in our feet. We are keenly aware of that connection with the earth here, aren't we? If it feels right, release the right hand down to the floor. Bring the left hand to the left hip. And play here. Hips are fixed. Really feeling the outer edges of the legs. Coming into our bodies. If it feels all right, extend that left hand up toward the sky. The body in twists is rid of toxins, of tension that serves no purpose. This is a place for us to release deeply. We'll bring that left hand back to the left hip. Shift your gaze to the earth. And as you inhale, let's rise all the way up. Sweep the arms up. And as you exhale, step your right foot forward to meet the left. Bring the hands back to the heart. Good. Full breath in. And full breath out. As you breathe in, step the left foot back. Again, square the hips to the earth. Take your time to set up the posture. The base of the spine is drawing down toward the floor. The heart is lifted. Inhale, sweep the arms up overhead. Exhale, bend the right knee. Good. So we're drawing our right hips back, our right ribs back, our right shoulder back. And we're pressing forward with our left shoulder, our left ribs, and our left hip. Come into your legs, come into your feet. Maybe lift the toes and spread them, enlivening the feet, connecting the feet with the earth. Make sure that the navel is drawing in toward the spine. As you exhale, bring the hands back to the heart. As you inhale, straighten the right leg, sweep the arms around and up, and as you exhale, hinge forward, reach for the front of the room. Release the hands down, either to the shin or to the earth or to the thigh even. If you've got some tightness through the hamstrings, maybe it'll be up on the thigh. We're lengthening from our seat all the way out through the crown of the head so that if I were to walk around and place a block, a yoga block on your back or a tray or a plate, it would rest flat. Release the left hand to the earth. Bring the right hand to the right hip and shift your gaze to the right. The hips stay fixed. We're still in the outer edges of the feet. Don't allow yourself to collapse in on those arches. Lengthen from your seat all the way out to the crown. So feel space between the shoulders and the ears. And if it feels okay, extend that right hand up toward the sky. And bring the right hand back to the right hip. Shift the gaze to the right big toe. And as you breathe in, root down through the feet. Rise up. Sweep the arms up. Exhale. Step your left foot forward to meet the right. Bring the hands to the heart. Take in a full breath here. taking a full breath out. And we'll take the feet about hip-width distance apart. Lift your right toes and spread them. Connect with the earth. Shift your weight into the right foot. Let your gaze be soft out on the horizon, out on the wall. We'll slowly lift the left knee up straight in front of you. Now bend that right knee just a touch and cross the left leg up and over, just like you're sitting at your desk. And maybe the top of the left foot hooks behind the right calf, maybe not. Bring the arms out to T and lift through the heart. Bend at the elbows and draw the arms toward each other. We'll rest the right elbow in the crook of your left arm and wind the arms around, coming into Garudasana, eagle. And with each in-breath, we lift through the heart. We lift through the front of the body. And with each breath out, we lower into the back of the body. Maybe we bend that right knee a little more intensely. We let the shoulder blades sink down the back. We're moving with the earth. We're breathing with the earth. We're like a eagle on top of a mountain here. One more breath. And as you exhale, unwind the arms, bring the left knee back in front where it was before. And as you exhale, step back, kick back to Warrior Three, Virabhadrasana Three. The left leg is extended in the air, hips are square to the earth, arms are swept around up overhead. Relax the shoulders away from the ears. Soften through the back of the heart. We'll take one more breath in here. And as you exhale, let's hinge back up to standing. Good. Give the right ankle a bit of a break. Maybe again, shift your weight from side to side, doing octopus arms, letting the arms hang loose, letting the spine get some free movement, moving the hips from side to side. Maybe you'll hear a few cracks in your body, a few thank yous for paying attention. Let's lift up the left toes, connect the feet to the earth, find your foundation. Step the right foot up so the knee is straight in front of you, extended straight in front of you, and then cross that knee right over top of the left knee, maybe tucking the right foot behind the left calf. Extend the arms out to T, beautifully lift through the heart as you extend the hands toward the sky. And then arms draw toward each other. Use the strength of the arms to draw. Good. Here we'll rest the left elbow in the crook of the right arm. Feel space through that mid to low back as you lift through the front of the body on the in-breath and sink into the back of the body on the out-breath. Continue to feel your connection to the earth, but instead of gripping with your toes, feel the connection naturally through the four corners of the feet. Good. Now we'll gently untwist the leg. So the knee is facing forward again. We'll breathe in here. And as you exhale, hinge from the hips. Kick that extended leg straight back behind you. Flex the foot. Square the hips to the earth. And lengthen the spine as you soften through the heart. Soften the shoulders. Virabhadrasana 3. Again, light through the toes, but still connecting. Let's take one more full breath in here. And as you exhale, hinge back to center. Come back to standing. Bring the feet together after you've given both feet a break, both ankles a break. Given your spine a bit of a movement. Bring the hands to the heart, please, to Anjali Mudra. And as you inhale, we'll circle, sweep the arms around and up. Lift up, gaze up at the thumbs, and exhale. Dive forward with strong legs. As you inhale, step your right foot back. We'll stay here a few breaths, coming to Anjaneya Asana. So we're on our right toe. Hands come to the left thigh, and then to the heart center. Now let's come into our legs here. Come into the inner thighs. And as you breathe in, zip those thighs in toward the middle of the body. Zip them in toward the space between the hips. Hands come to the heart as you are ready. And we'll sweep the arms around and up overhead, feeling a lift through the mid to low back. Good. With each breath in, we lengthen the spine. We lift through the heart. And each breath out, we sink deeper into the hips. Inhale the hands to the heart. And as you exhale, let's twist to the left. We'll place our right elbow on the outside edge of the left knee and gaze up over the shoulder. Or if you like, you can release the right hand to earth on the inside or outside edge of your left leg, extending the left arm up toward the sky. Now in our twist here, we're deeply wringing out tension in the body, deeply connecting with what needs to be released. And if you notice vibrations in the body, if you notice parts of the body shaking, rejoice in that space. You are letting go and making room for something new and wonderful. Inhale back to center. And as you exhale, sweep the arms around and up. Come back to Anjaneyasana, crescent lunge. As you inhale, bend your left knee. Oops, right knee. And as you exhale, let's shoot forward, coming again to Virabhadrasana 3, warrior 3. Bring the hands to the heart. Release the left hand down to the floor and bring the right hand to the right hip. Stacking the hips, opening the belly toward the side wall. Coming into Ardha Chandrasana. Extend the right arm up toward the sky if the balance feels right, feels ready. Extend out in every direction. Bring that right hand back to the right hip if it's extended. We'll square the hips again to the earth and softly set the right foot down on the floor behind you, coming back to Anjaneyasana. We'll inhale, reach the hands forward and down to earth. Exhale, step back to downward dog. Inhale, step your right foot forward between the hands. Anjaneyasana, second side, pressing out through the heel. Sweep the arms around and up, lift through the heart. Lift the face toward that sun, whether it's shining or not, it is always there. Soften the shoulders away from the ears. Soften the shoulder blades down the back. Inhale the hands to the heart and exhale, twist to the right. Place the left elbow on the outside edge of the right knee, or take your wings spread version of this posture. Imagine in this place that you are a bird preparing for flight. All sorts of things have to happen before you're able to emerge. Maybe this is your, not a bird, but your chrysalis, where your butterfly is preparing to emerge, where all sorts of things are happening, all sorts of changes are occurring, preparing you to emerge for spring. Inhale back to center. Exhale, sweep the arms around and up back to Anjaneyasana. Inhale, bend the left knee, and as you exhale, come forward again to Virabhadrasana 3. Shift your weight into the right foot. Left leg is extended in the air behind you. Right hand releases to the earth. Left hand comes to the hip, and the hips shift. So the left hip is stacked over the right hip. Your left leg is straight and strong. We're engaging through the thigh and the booty. Maybe extend the left hand up toward the sky, stacking the shoulders just as we've stacked the hips. Bring the left hand back to the left hip. Shift your gaze back to your right thumb and softly set the left foot down on the floor. Inhale, sweep the arms around and up. Exhale, step your left foot forward to meet the right. Good. We'll take in a breath here with arms extended high overhead. And exhale, fold forward. Now, keeping the hands on the floor, we'll begin to bend the knees, coming into the toes, coming to a nice yogic squat. Good. So we're balancing here. Fingertips lift up off the floor. Heels are lifted up off the floor. Knees are pointing straight ahead. Now release the hands to the earth, and we'll release the booty to the earth. Let's take a wide seat. So spread the legs nice and wide. If you need to, prop your seat up on a blanket or block so that the pelvis tilts forward in order to protect your back, to protect your hamstrings, to protect your knees, then do that. We'll inhale the arms up overhead, and as you exhale, begin to hinge forward. We'll lead with our heart, letting the head take a slower trip. So normally where we would lead with our head, let's let the head hold back, gazing forward, maybe even gazing up at the space where the wall and the ceiling meet. Once you've found that place where you feel resistance through the inner and outer hips, tuck the chin so that the spine is nice and long. As you breathe in, lengthen the spine from your seat through the crown of the head. And as you exhale, connect your inner thighs to the earth. Toes are flexed, feet are flexed. We are connected to the space, connected to the earth, connected to this moment. We'll slowly begin to walk the upper body back up. Good, so we're sitting. Now let's bring the soles of the feet together so the knees are splayed out. Good. We'll inhale, lengthen the spine. Lift through the heart, and as you exhale, bring your hands to your shins or to your big toe and slowly begin to draw the heart toward the floor. Again, maybe the head and the gaze up until you've met your resistance in the hips. And then with a nice flat back, just tuck the chin, lengthening through the back of your neck. Soften through the inner hips, softening through the outer hips. Feeling all of the spaces where the body connects with the earth. We'll slowly make our way all the way back up. If you're sitting on anything, move it out of the way. We'll come down onto our backs. Bring the soles of the feet close into the bum, about hip-width distance apart. Lift the toes and set them back down so that each toe has space. As you breathe in, lift up through the pelvis, lift up through the low and mid-back. Coming into bridge, Setu Bandha Sarvangasana. If it feels right, tuck the shoulders underneath the back and clasp the hands behind you on the floor. Once your body has made its way into this place, soften the glutes, soften the bum, come into the fronts of the legs. Come into the feet. Let the breath come into your heart center. Let it soften the space around the heart. Let it soften the thoughts. Come up onto the tippy toes, unclasp the hands, and with your exhalation, slowly roll down one vertebrae at a time, releasing the heels finally, softening the breath. Let's take the feet even wider than the mat. Extend the arms out to T so they're perpendicular to the spine. Take in a breath here. And as you exhale, let your knees both fall to the right. Maybe that left hip shifts up in space a little bit. the outer right knee and the inner left knee are making their way down toward the floor. Soften the face and gaze over the left shoulder. We'll inhale the knees back to center. And as you exhale, let them fall to the left. The gaze shifts over the right shoulder. Letting the body come to a place of relaxation. Letting the mind come to a place of restoration. Inhale the knees back to center. And then hug them into the chest, rocking from side to side, softening. Let's take a moment just to extend fully out on the floor, if only for a few breaths. Allow yourself to absorb the energy you've created through this practice. Let the palms turn to face up. Let the eyes close. There is always time for this rest. Come back into your breath so that the easy inhalations sweep over the length of the body and that the easy exhalations sweep down the length of the body. Thank you so much for sharing this practice with me today. And wish you deep connection to the earth, to all that surrounds you on your path. Until we meet again and always, namaste.